Okay, this is our third session of County Council. Welcome to those of you who are at the dais. If you would begin by introducing yourselves, which school you attend, and the role you're playing, we'll begin with the president.
My name is Mason Sanders. I'm from Indian River High School, and I'm the president.
Okay.
My name is Magdalena Kraus. I am from Cape and Open, and I am the vice president.
I'm Erin Cooney, and I attend DeMarver Christian High School, and I'm playing the role of District Number 3.
I'm Tobias Furrow. I'm from Sussex Tech, and I'm playing the role of the representative from District Number 4.
My name is Michael Canning. I'm from Cesar Rodney High School, and I represent District Number 5.
I'm Samantha Franklin from Sussex Central High School, and I am County Attorney.
I am Eben Marnovac. I come from DCHS, and I am the Finance Director.
My name is Olivia Barrado, and I'm from Cape Henlopen High School, and I'm the clerk of the council.
Okay, thank you. All right, next on the agenda, you will hear a presentation from the Planning and Zoning Director, Mr. Lawrence Lank, on a conditional use request for the applicant Blue Hen Organics. Mr. Lank.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I usually come in with a copy of a large report. I realized I was killing trees, so I decided to do away with the report because most of them just got left behind anyway. We're going to do a mock public hearing on a conditional use, which you discussed earlier. We're going to use an application that we used back in 08, and we brought it before the last four county government day students, and we had some differences of opinion on our final votes. So what we have before us today is an application for conditional use. It's number 1793. It's the application of Blue Hen Organic, LLC. It's a conditional use in AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a compost facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 45 acres, more or less, and lying east of Road 402A, known as Baker's Road, 2,000 feet south of Route 26, and it's approximately 1.5 miles west of U.S. Route 113 at Dagsborough. And as I said earlier, this, typically what happens in a public hearing on a conditional use or a change of zone is that I give presentation to council, the applicant, and give a report on what the Planning and Zoning Commission heard. So what you're going to hear from me tonight or today is their recommendation. Then you have to basically base your decision and ask questions based on what you heard from my report, but it would be a similar presentation by the applicant. In the public hearing process, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet and survey site plan showing the intent. We received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, as it relates to this facility. We heard comments from the Department of Transportation. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District. That's one of the more important ones on this application because their regulations relate to erosion and sediment control and stormwater management. We did receive one letter of support from an area resident. We did receive an email in opposition, and their opposition was based on environmental issues. The applicant was present, represented by the owner, an attorney here in Georgetown, and a professional engineer, and a composting and consulting technical composting service operator. And they all gave testimony. Basically, their testimony was that the closest residence was 1,140 feet from the site. That it is presently being farmed, that there are approximately 0.6 acres of wetlands, and that's forested wetlands on the property that will be left undisturbed. That there's a 6-inch well on the site that will be used to spray the compost piles if this use is so approved and will provide for fire protection. An on-site individual septic system will be proposed to be used on this site for the employees. They anticipate approximately 22 loads of yard debris, branches, et cetera, being brought in by the public, and they would be pretty much standard pickups or dump trucks at the largest. There's an existing easement that crosses a property for access to an adjoining property, so we have to be aware of where that is so that it don't impact that. They were proposing a 50-foot perimeter landscape buffer around the property to screen it, and that would also, because the intended use, would also reduce wind on site and reduce some odors that may come from the site, because they're part of their compost process includes a small percentage of chicken manure. They proposed a 20-foot drive around the perimeter of the compost areas, and what they will do is put in concrete slabs or asphalt slabs, set the composting on those slabs, and then rotate daily or every couple days. They would rotate the compost so that it would bring up to a compost that was sellable to be used on farming activities, could be used in people's gardens, greenhouses, etc. That's the kind of compost they're trying to create. I mean, it could be bagged, it could be hauled by the truckload also. The applicant, who owns a large residential planned community and several mobile home parks, will be using a lot of this compost on their own facilities to serve for their landscaping purposes. And the yard material would include yard trimmings, brush, twigs, stumps, and manure. The one reason that the state would support it, which would be the Solid Waste Authority mostly, is that it reduces the amount of waste that goes into the landfills, and it creates it for environmental use. They anticipate that they presently could serve 12 to 13,000 customers. It's a vegetative material. It would be ground, piled up, and end up forming windrows. The compost would be cured and mixed, stored and packaged on the site. The consulting I reference has done 27 projects in 9 different states doing the same exact process. So it's very much supported. It should serve the county well if the use were to be approved. The Solid Waste Authority, as I said, supports this application because it reduces the amount of waste brought into the landfills. The Department of Natural Resources would require permits. The State Fire Marshal would require permits. Health Department would be reviewing it just for record keeping. As I said, they would have a certain number of trucks coming in. They anticipate objections as they relate to dust, odors, stormwater, and truck traffic. Not a large rural area. It's a rural area, not an urban area, basically. And they anticipate getting a lot of these products from, or the materials from, farmers, developers, individuals. Individual could drive in with a pickup truck and drop off a load. And what happens, somebody on staff would have to review that load. There are certain materials they will not take, and they would have to review it as it came in. Their anticipated hours for processing the material will be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The waste acceptance hours, where you could drive in and drop off the materials, would be from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., 7 days a week. And all the loads brought to the site would be inspected, as I previously said. They don't anticipate noise other than the grinder, the vehicle noise, and the annoying backup beepers that are on industrial equipment. There will be a couple small buildings on the site, one for an office, one for storage of some materials and equipment. Both Department of Natural Resources and the Conservation District have already approved the site for the use, and they've already approved the stormwater management plan. So they're typically a step ahead. Typically, you come to public hearing, they don't have any permits yet. They're trying to establish if this use is acceptable before they go to the expense of applying for all the other agency permits. The buffers would be put in within the first phase of the project, so they wouldn't wait till they were already underway. They would put them in up front. The landscape plan provided depicts trees, evergreens, shrubs, and other plantings. When we went through the public hearing with the commission, we had no parties showed up in support, but we had 6 that showed, at least that spoke, in opposition. and I'll let you know what those objections were. This is specific. They can express concerns about contaminated poultry litter being used and being delivered to the site that could impact the local poultry industry. That there's a bug called the black bug that could be delivered to the site and yard waste. That the agri-recycle operation is an agricultural recycle operation in Laurel that stores poultry litter indoors. This is proposed to be stored outdoors, but noted, as I said earlier, it is proposed to be stored on concrete or asphalt slabs. That the public road, Road 402A, is narrow tar and chip road, which may need to be improved if the traffic gets heavy because of the size of the vehicles would impact the road surface, because tar and chip doesn't hold up as well as concrete or asphalt. That dust is a major concern. That truck parking waiting to be processed could be a concern because they have to get in off the site. So when you come into the site, you have to have space to queue the vehicle so they're off the public road. That the area is known as, in quotations, a swamp. That's the general area, because the soils in the area are poor. That trash dumping already exists in the area, so there's concern that people would go in, get their load approved. Part of the load isn't accepted, so when they leave, they may drop it off in, say, the wooded area down the street. Sometimes that's a problem. That air quality is a concern. Again, the air quality gets into the dust. As I said, truck traffic is a major concern. The noise is a concern because of wood chippers, grinders, windrow machines, and the backup beepers always comes up. The water table is very shallow, and runoff could encroach into the water table. That stormwater management ponds are sometimes known to overflow, creating a runoff issue into the tax ditch that's right at this location. And that there's a health hazard concerns because of dust, nitrates, fungus, odors, poultry diseases, et cetera. The consultant on behalf of the applicant responded to those questions raised and concerns and stated that the wood products site have the same problems with dust. That a fully vegetated buffer eliminates some of the dust issues because the evergreen trees will accumulate some of that dust and it'll not get any further away. And an operational management of the site can control the dust, and that, for example, they're going to use vegetative buffers and they're going to use water trucks to spray the site down to keep the dust down. That's a typical operation in entrances to sand plants, bar pits, that type of thing at different locations. So at the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission closed the public hearing. And I will say that was in December of 08. And in January of 09, there was a motion by the commission and seconded to approve this application based upon its record and for the following reasons. One, the use of the compost facility will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling materials such as yard waste and wood into compost, there will be a reduction in the materials going to landfills. There is not currently such a facility in Sussex County. The use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community, which consists primarily of poultry operations, manure storage facilities, and there is a propane facility. There are no residences within 1,000 feet of the property line. There's no immediate impact by neighbors. The compost generated at the site will be available for local agriculture and horticultural uses. The use promotes the conservation element of the comprehensive plan for Sussex County. And the ongoing use will be monitored, so there will be monitoring wells. And they're controlled and their overseas is by Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Well, those are the findings, but then they require conditions of approval with the findings. That's allowed in a conditional use. You can put conditions on so we can oversee. The applicant shall comply with all requirements established by the Solid and Hazardous Waste Materials Branch of DENRC and any other regulatory agency having jurisdiction over the same. As stated by the applicant, the 0.6 acre of forested wetlands on the site shall not be disturbed. Material processing hours will be limited to 7 a.m., 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, Waste acceptance hours will be limited to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Compost hours or sales hours will be limited to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The composting area of the site will be fenced and gated. That wasn't part of their applicant's presentation. A landscape plan showing the landscaping within the proposed buffer and undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. A water truck shall be available to control dust within the site. And then the final site plan, including all buildings, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That motion carried unanimously, and the commission did recommend to council that this application be approved. We then went to the County Council public hearing, and that was on January 13th of 2009, and heard the same testimony. And they might have tweaked their application just a little bit to respond to the conditions of approval that came from the commission. So with that, your charge is to decide whether you desire to approve or deny this application. And when we get done, I'll tell you what the other students have done for the past 4 years.
What the real council did as well.
And what the real council did. Right.
Mr. President and council, since this is a public hearing, we will open it up to the audience to ask if there are any citizens who would like to ask questions or make comments on the proposal before you hear. So, Mr. President, it would be appropriate now to ask for the public to offer any comments.
Are there any comments on the issue?
Forward, please. And I'd ask that you state your name and your high school.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name is Charlie Meganson. I go to Sussex Central High School. And I just have a quick comment. I think you all heard in the beginning a lot of concerns, like the noise of trucks backing up and making beeps and the machines and everything. But in listening to that, I thought of an even bigger concern, and that was the state of our economy. And considering the state of our economy, which isn't very good, I recommend that you guys all vote in favor of approving this request for zoning for this business. One of their biggest things that they're going to do is accept waste from chicken plants. And in a county where there's more chickens than people, I think that this would be extremely beneficial to our economy. Thank you.
Are there any other? You can come on up.
Past council members.
Maybe form a line if there's any other.
Yeah, I'll take two more after this, if there's anyone else who wants to.
My name is Bryce Molnar, and I attend Sussex Central High School. One thing that we had heard is that this plant will be accepting chicken feces. And because of that, I have a high concern for the amount of methane gas that will be given off from this area. As we all know, methane is flammable and can cause fire damage and vast fire damage. That being said, I ask that the council ask for the well to be larger in order to hold more water and contain any possible flammability or fire that could happen because of this. So, wanted to bring that forth to you.
Good morning, Council. My name is Lance White from Cape Elizabeth High School, and I would just like to make a comment about this plan. And as previously stated numerous times, that this facility will also be accepting chicken manure and as well as other compost of numerous sources. What I would like to recommend that you think of as well is that with that you also have certain health concerns with either the workers that are processing the compost and or manure and also the distribution of the final product as it is being sold, as you have to worry about the diseases inside the manure and or any other insects that may thrive in that type of environment and which can impose possible concerns both to the local area of the plant itself and also of the final product if it is distributed without proper health and safety inspections. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Chris Mulberry. I'm from Cape Henlopen High School, and this topic interests me because a while back, a few months, a friend of mine asked me to come help them with disposing of their compost, and I agreed to it because I definitely encourage being eco-friendly. But as I arrived to this facility, what I had not known that you had to pay to get rid of your compost eco-friendly. So I did not overhear anything about if there's any charges, any further action that you have to spend money to get rid of your waste the right way. So just something to think about. If there is a charge, how can we lower that to encourage being eco-friendly instead of getting rid of waste improperly?
Okay, Mr. President, now it would be appropriate if the council were to have any follow-up questions for Mr. Lank to ask those of him based on some of the testimony you've heard from the citizens. Perhaps you have some questions that you've formulated and you'd like to ask him.
Does any of the council have any questions?
Yes. You say that the facility has a record that the privateer that wants to put this in has a proven record in other states and numerous other facilities.
No, their consultant has a record for putting in a certain number of facilities of this type in 9 different states.
Right. I see. So, and various other organizations within the county have taken a look at this, and they find that it would be beneficial, that there is a great deal of benefit that can be done safely. And you mentioned that some of these agencies had actually already granted approval.
That's correct. Sussex Conservation District and the one of the divisions of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control for the state.
So then what I see is a lot of experts and advocates of this who would like to see this go through, and some limited opposition, and that is all that I would have to say about that.
Okay, my turn. I had a question regarding, you said that there's usually a problem with the runoff from the facility and how it somehow overflows into the tax ditches and can possibly contaminate the water system?
There could be, but one of the agencies that I reference as having already approved this application is the Sussex Conservation District, where their specialty is stormwater management and erosion and sediment control. And there's going to be monitoring wells to monitor around the facility, and that would be inspected and over monitored by Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Okay.
Being that chicken manure, as Mr. White mentioned, causes an insect problem in the local area, kind of attracts insects. How is the insect problem going to be dealt with?
It wasn't specifically addressed by the applicants in this public hearing process. But they are, as I stated, there is issues of insects in the composting manure. And you would have to be, they're going to be watering those down. The compost has to be rotated daily, and then they spray it with water to keep the dust down as they do it, and also make the water helps make it create the compost formula that they desire.
You said most facilities keep their chicken manure inside. What is the benefits of using the concrete slabs instead of keeping it inside?
The facility that we reference is the Purdue Agri-Recycle facility, which is over next to the railroad between Laurel and Seaford.
Okay.
That's a large facility. They actually bring the manure internally into a building, and they process it inside a building. They're now in the process of doing part of it outside to create compost also.
Okay.
I don't know that there's an advantage other than it helps contain some of the odors. The use of this compost is a small percentage of manure used to make the compost the quality to work in the horticulture arena and also in agriculture. Like gardeners could use it. It's not the heavy strength of almost total manure. What they do in Laurel, they make pellets out of compost, or actually out of manure compost, and then they ship it out all over different parts of the United States by train.
And have you also considered a cost, since that was mentioned by the public?
The cost question, the only thing that the developer would have referenced, I don't believe we referenced the cost, that there was a fee, but it probably was. But the state also charged it a cost to use the landfill. That would have been their answer.
Okay.
That's the only way I could answer that question.
I have one question. Will you be bringing in your own people, or will it be providing jobs to the local community?
I don't know if I referenced how many. There was a number of employees that I might not have read because I tried to make a briefer presentation. Our typical public hearings last is 10 to 15 employees by when they get fully underway.
So they would be from the company itself?
They would be employed by the company, and they would be not, I'm pretty sure, local residents.
Okay, local.
As I said, the one thing that this applicant is also owns residential planned communities. They also own residential manufactured home parks, and they landscape more than most places, so they will use their own employees in part of this process. So what you have before you is whether or not you wish to approve or disapprove this conditional use, and what you need to consider is the findings I read into the record and the condition of approval recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll make that simple for you because I don't expect you to go back through all the conditions. Is if you want to make a motion to approve with the conditions stipulated by the Planning and Zoning Commission, what you're doing as County Council is you're taking council, or you're taking the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation, and you're either going with it or you're going against it. Your vote is the one that decides ultimately whether the application is approved. Recommendation is the only thing that Planning and Zoning has given to you with some stipulations, some conditions. But their decision is not binding. Yours is. So you have to decide amongst yourselves whether you want to move forward with that recommendation, change the recommendation, or just reject it altogether.
Does any of the council have any suggestions to change?
I'd say change it.
Say change.
A little bit.
What are your ideas?
I'd say that when it comes to all the, the roadways and things around the site, they should have to, since the road is considered rural and it's chip and tar instead of asphalt, that they should put some money forth toward improving the road for all their heavy equipment that isn't normally on the road, because that's wear and tear, and that affects local economy in the form of taxes and fees and other things.
That traffic would be people or businesses bringing materials to the site and then leaving, and also trucks delivering or taking out the finished product. Okay. So it could be hard, heavy trucks. So what you're saying is that you'd like to suggest that the Department of Transportation consider overlaying that road surface, at least from the entrance site to the directional exit, to wherever they're going to get back on the highway.
Yeah.
But it is a local road. Okay.
For the sake of this, can they make that as a condition here and pretend for the
Typically what they do, and it wasn't a condition on this one, because I think they already had their entrance approval
from DelDOT.
From DelDOT, is that they require that all roads, entrances, intersections be approved, be completed by the applicant or developer based on the approval of DelDOT. So if DelDOT feels it needs to be improved, then DelDOT could require.
That may address your concern.
Okay.
For this.
That's just a standard, pretty much standard.
Okay. So absent of her suggestion, if you have no other conditions or suggestions from the council, then you would ask for a motion to approve the application with the conditions.
I actually have a real quick question.
Okay,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Being that the road would most likely need to be improved, what is the expected cost of improving the roads in the area for this?
Good question, but no idea.
Because roads, again,
every day.
That's a DelDOT.
What they would have to do is DelDOT would decide if where from the entrance locations and how far they would have to improve that road surface. It could be to the closest intersection if that's the exit intended to get back to a major highway. Because they're about
1,100
feet to the nearest house, and they were They were 2,000 feet south of 26. Now, 26 is more a major collector type area. That would probably be, they would run from 26 out to the site. So. But it has a direct line to the site. It doesn't have to meander through local roads. So, and that would be a figure that the suggestion is that they'll not, you make that a condition, that additional condition that the entrance, any intersection roadway improvements required by DLDOT be performed by the applicant. And then DLDOT will decide if they feel it's appropriate or necessary. And if there is road damage, typically DLDOT goes to the who they feel is making the damage and they will require to make improvements. That's not unusual at all.
Okay. If there are no other questions, then, Mr. President, you would ask for a motion and a second on approving the application with the conditions.
Okay, I'm fine with it. It's just that if DLDOT is okay with it and approves it and then knows that you're there, and if something happens to the road, most likely they would come to you guys. And if they're 100% okay with that, I feel that it's...
DLDOT's going to go directly to the applicant. There's a need to improve that roadway.
Right.
It will be coming to us.
The county is responsible for the land use approval. DLDOT's responsible for the transportation element of it. If there's an issue in the conditions that we've set that says you must, you know, have an arrangement with DLDOT, or you must have your approvals from DLDOT, if they don't have their approvals from DLDOT, they can't move forward on the site improvement until they've got DLDOT signed off on it. So if DLDOT has these transportation concerns that you're addressing or raising right now, as Mr. Lank has explained, DLDOT may have some requirements that they make overlay improvements, that they do something in that 2,000 feet between the entrance and Route 26 to satisfy its concerns before they get the approval, you know, from DLDOT for the developer, which is necessary for us, you know, to allow them to move forward on their site plan.
So what happens if council so chooses to approve with conditions? The applicant would get notice of those conditions. Then they would come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a site plan, and before they could get final approval of the site plan and before they could operate the business, they would have to have all agency approval that we require. And that goes anywhere from 4 agencies to 17 agencies, depending on the use. So it varies. Then some of them already have granted approval, but DLDOT would be one they have to have before we can give them permission to start any work on that site whatsoever.
So there may be some time that elapses beyond council's approval before the business is actually up and running, because they've got to then go out and get their agency approvals from various state agencies, DLDOT being one of them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so in the interest of time, at this point it would be appropriate to ask for a motion and a second and then call for the vote.
I agree with...
Well, you're as president, so okay. you would ask your fellow members
of
council.
Is there a motion?
I would like to make the motion to approve the application with conditions.
I second.
Okay, so you now have a motion and a second. If there are no further questions from the council, call for the vote.
We go for a vote?
Yes.
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 So, what happened in at least the last 4 years, the application was successful for 2 years, and then the third year it was denied, and then last year it was approved again. So four to one. It's been approved 4 times and denied once. The project is ongoing. It's supposedly successful. We haven't had barely a complaint one since the day it opened. But once they got underway and they showed how they were going to operate, it's been supported. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lang. And thank you to the members of this session of council. Appreciate it. If you'll now come down from the dais, we'll call up the Lime Green Group.
Stretch, you're beginning to squiggle too much.
Yeah.
Just a second, I'll reset and start the next track.
I told Chip, that's it, no more. No more.
Okay. You got your squid open.
All right. Okay, if we're ready, I'll go ahead and set the recorder. If everyone can have your attention, please.